Nightline. It's your direct line to the Ombudsman.
Yes, it is. Get onto the phone to Royston now if you want to be sure of getting through to Chris Field, the Ombudsman who is in the studio with us. He's also the Energy Ombudsman, and I've learned tonight, is also involved in disputes involving our universities. So, 9221882, you get to go first, Faye.
Good evening, Graham. I'm sorry to bother the Ombudsman, but since Jeff died in January, I'm up to my ears in lots of things. Chris, may I call you Chris?
You can, of course, Faye.
Thank you.
You're not bothering me at all. That's why I'm here.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm having a bit of problems with the Housing Commission. Jeff, my husband, built this fence when we came here 22 years ago, and it blew down. He paid for it. It blew down. And we had a colour bond one put up. Now I've had the Housing Commission come around and say the house, this is at the back, and the fence at the side of the house, which belongs to the Housing Commission, they're going to take it down and put up a fence. I will have to pay half of having the asbestos bagged, and I will have to pay half to have the fence put up. And I can't find the money.
Well, thank you so much, Faye, for your call, and I can understand this is a real concern for you. What we would normally say to people, of course, under these circumstances is, first of all, of course, that sort of issue involving our Department of Housing is in the jurisdiction of the Office of the Ombudsman. So it's a question of making sure that the Department of Housing has an opportunity to understand the concern, understand the complaint that's being made, the concern that customers of the Housing Commission, Department of Housing do have, and then having an opportunity to try to resolve that. Most of the departments in the state, Graham, have a reasonable number of a reasonably sophisticated process for resolving complaints within the department itself, and that's a very good system. That is something the Department of Housing would be interested in looking at doing if a complaint was brought to them. So what we're going to do in these circumstances, Graham, I think, is take Faye's number. She's able to leave that with
yep.
Royston. And my staff will give Faye a call tomorrow and talk to her about whether she's had the opportunity to talk to the Department of Housing about that complaint, whether they've had an opportunity to look at resolving it, but we can certainly help with the resolution of that complaint for Faye.
Faye, thank you very much. Good call. That's why we invite people to call and speak to the Ombudsman direct. Your chance to go direct to the umpire, 9221 882. Good evening, Judy.
Oh, good evening, Graham.
Hi. And the Ombudsman is listening.
Oh, good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Judy.
Mine is about an account with Cenergy.
Yes, well, we can certainly help you with that.
Right.
What's your complaint about, Judy?
Well, I was in Sydney from the 11th of May until the 24th of June. And during that time, my daughter paid an account. My mail had been forwarded. She paid an account to Cenergy. When I came home after the 24th of June, there was a further account in the letterbox they hadn't forwarded. So I took it to the post office and paid that. And then the next thing, they sent me a check to reimburse me because I'd paid the same account twice. They made the check out to my husband, who is deceased, and they had payee only. The post office would not accept the check. The bank won't accept the check. It's not very much money. But in the meantime, I got another account from Cenergy. And, well, I had two after that, and I paid them on the 10th of the 7th for $81.40, and on the 19th of the 8th for $81. I paid both of those, and then today I get in a letterbox another account. I hadn't had a previous invoice at all. I just had this account say $95.60, pay immediately, total due.
Okay, well, thank you. That's a really helpful explanation to me and all the listeners, Judy. Have you actually, or has that complaint been taken back to Cenergy? Have you been able to go back and discuss that with them?
I did about the cheque, and they wouldn't do anything. anything about it. I asked them if they'd credit me or send another cheque, and they said no, they wouldn't.
All right. Well, thank you so much. What I can certainly say to you is this. I have, as Graham explained at the start of the program, a couple of roles. One is as the state ombudsman, the parliamentary ombudsman, and another is as the energy ombudsman. And in that jurisdiction, I can look at complaints and issues arising in relation to Synergy. Synergy do have a group of people within their business that do examine and resolve complaints, and they do a good job of that. So it's a matter for them generally to have an opportunity to consider those complaints first before they are considered by the Energy Ombudsman. Now, where you've raised that complaint with them and it hasn't been resolved, then it's appropriate for my office to have a look at it. So what we'll do in your particular case, that's for all listeners' information, but in your particular case, Judy, if you're happy to do so and happy to leave your details with Royston, one of my staff will actually call you tomorrow. We will talk through a little bit more about the two issues that you've raised, because in effect you've raised two issues, and then we can see over the next few days if those matters can be resolved with Synergy. The vast majority of complaints that come to the Energy Ombudsman jurisdiction are resolved in a very short time.